I'm curious to know about what is the difference between being religious and being spiritual, and which of the two is important?
Every religion has got two aspects to it. One is its cultural setting, its traditions, customs, rituals, practices. This is its religious aspect. And the other is its very life, which is love for God, purification of the mind, cultivation and application of ethical values. That is its spiritual aspect. So, for example, to visit the four dhams is being religious. To visit the holy places is to be religious. But to practice holiness for yourself is being spiritual. To recite prayers in the temple is being religious. To develop a prayerful heart is being spiritual. To wear tilak marks, rosary beads, neck beads, etc., is being religious. To decorate your inside with the ornaments of good qualities is being spiritual. Now, religiosity will please society, religiosity will please your grandmother, spirituality will please God. Spirituality will elevate you in this journey of self-unfoldment. Having said that, we must realize that ultimately this is a question of semantics. What is religious and what is spiritual? When people ask me to distinguish between terms, I remind them that ultimately this is semantics. Because different words mean different things to different people. For example, if you look up the dictionary, it will present you with various meanings for religious, and one of them will probably be spiritual as well. And again, if you look up the dictionary for spiritual, it will have many meanings, and one of them may be religious as well. So the meanings of words keep changing. For example, in the modern usage, aroma is considered a positive smell, whereas the word smell has acquired a negative tinge. If you go back in history 60, 70 years ago, the word smell was used for aroma, or maybe 100 years ago. And the word stink had started acquiring a negative tinge. But if you go back a few hundred years ago, stink would mean what aroma means today. So the usage of words keeps changing. However, in context with the modern day usage, the connotation that spirituality has acquired and the connotation that religion has acquired has started becoming distinct. So, religion nowadays refers to the external form, which, like I said, is the customs, the traditions, the milieu, the rituals, whereas the internal thing, which is love for God, purification of mind, is nowadays referred to as spirituality. There is no doubt that between these two, spirituality is of paramount importance. And that is why all the God-realized saints, the prophets who came to this world, they all reminded us, you must be spiritual. For example, when Jesus went to Jerusalem, he chided the people there. You are religious, but you are not spiritual. While you say God, God with your mouths, your hearts are far away. You are following the law in word, but not in spirit. When Prophet Muhammad, when he went to the Kaaba in Mecca, he gave the same message to the people there. You are worshipping these 300 deities. You are religious, but you are not spiritual. You are not developing love for Allah. When Guru Nanak found the pandits offering Suryarg in Haridwar, they were offering the water towards the sun. He turned the other way and started offering water. So the Chaturvedi Brahmins asked him, "What are you doing?" He asked them, "What are you doing?" They said, "We are offering water to the sun. It's a part of our ritual." Guru Nanak said, "I'm offering water to my fields in Punjab." So they said, "Are you crazy? How can the water reach from here to Punjab?" He said, "Are you crazy? How can the water reach from here to the sun?" In other words, he was dismissing their ritual because it was being done in external form while the internal spirit was missing. Saint Kabir, his strong message was, "Pothi padhi padhi jag mua, pandit hua na koya. Dhai akshar prem ke padhe so pandit hoy." Reading the scriptures, the whole age passed away and nobody became a pandit. But these two syllables, prem, love for God, if anybody learnt them, that person became truly a pandit. So the goal of all the religious traditions of the world is to make us truly spiritual. And all the saints and the scriptures have inspired us in that direction. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of this message. Dharma swanushthita pumsan vishvaksena katha suya notpadayed yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. Ved Vyas writes, "You may follow the external form perfectly, swanushthita pumsan, of that dharma, but notpadayed yadi ratim, if it does not result in your developing attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, shrama eva hi kevalam, that is a mere waste of time." Dozens and dozens of bhakti saints who came 500 years ago all over India and inspired the masses on the path of devotion. This was their one singular message. Learn to love God. Milahi Naraghupati Binu Anuraga Kihe Yoga Tapa Jnana Viraga. The sage Tulsidas says in the Ramcharitmanas, you do your yog, tap, gyan, virag, or the external form of your religious practice, but without love, without devotion, you will not attain God. So that love aspect is spirituality, and the external form is religion. So what is more important? Definitely the goal is spirituality. It is the one and the others are all zeros. But that does not mean that we should deride the ritualistic practices of society. Sometimes the younger generation becomes highly critical of the rituals being done by their parents. They don't want to go to temples. They don't want to have anything to do with pujas, and they make a mockery of their parents and the elder generations for their indulgence in religious practices. Now, we must understand that these religious practices also have a great importance in society. Culture is kept alive, tradition is kept alive and passed on from generation to generation because of these religious ritualistic practices. If these were not there, the religious traditions would have died down in a few decades, because the number, a percentage of people in society who are interested in spirituality is always small. And the rest, they consider spirituality as also an aspect, but it does not motivate them, does not inspire them. So for those masses, the religious traditions of the world have given them tangible rituals, tangible practices that they can easily hold on to. Now, if people were said, sit and think of God, how many people would be able to do it? But if they are told that you do the aarti in your house, it becomes easy. It becomes tangible for everyone. That is why religious practices also have an importance. In fact, our Vedas, 80% of the Vedas propound what we call religiosity or the Karma Kand, and the knowledge and devotion is propounded by only 20% of the Vedas. So these Vedas have got three sections or three kands. Kanda Trayatmako Vedaha. The Karma Kand comprises 80,000 Ved mantras. The Bhakti Kand or the Upasana Kand comprises 16,000 Ved mantras. And the Gyan Kand or the spiritual knowledge comprises only 4,000 or 4% of the Ved mantras. So spirituality should definitely be our goal, but at the same time, we must hold a healthy respect for religious practices.